Hey, everybody, thanks for downloading this show. This show is all about RuPaul's Drag Race All-Stars, Episode 5. Esmeralda and I recorded it in the basement of the Hungry Brain following You, Me, Them, Everybody live. If you have not listened to the shows before, the Drag Race shows, if you have no idea what Drag Race is, this is not the time to start listening. We pretty much dive right into the show. You should either be watching or have somewhat of an interest in it. If not, maybe the episode before this one is more your cup of tea. All right, now it's time for plugs. Coming up this Wednesday, November 28th, I will be in Philadelphia hosting You, Me, Them, Everybody live at Terry's. It's our first time at Terry's, so please come out to that. Jen Tisdale will be joining us. Adam Freeland will be there. It will be very good. On Friday, we're doing the anniversary show. It will be the calendar date anniversary show. We did our first You, Me, Them, Everybody live on 11/30/09. It will be 11/30/12. We're doing that at the Wonderland Ballroom. Come out to that. And then the next week, on Tuesday, December 4th, we will be at, where are we going to be? The Creek in the Cave. I'm so excited to be at the Creek in the Cave. It's our first show at the Creek in the Cave. I've wanted to do a show at the Creek in the Cave for a long time. This is a Long Island City venue just outside of Manhattan. It's in this area of Queens. I'm very, very excited. Please, if you're in the New York area, come to that. Brian Moylan is the guest. Ben Kronberg is the comedian. Jen Tisdale is the co-host. I will be there as well. So that's it. Three more anniversary shows before we go back to the regular stuff. And without further ado, here's Esmeralda and I talking about RuPaul's Drag Race All-Stars, Episode 5. Esmeralda and I are in the basement of the Hungry Brain.
Should it be a theme that we always record these in basements?
Yeah, this is the second one that we've done post-show after one of our talk shows in the basement of the establishment of which said talk show. It'd be a lot more interesting if we were doing it in venues that we did not just host a talk show. We just went to different bar basements.
We snuck into basements.
We need a quiet-ish podcast studio. By the way, I've been getting in trouble. Not in trouble, but like that's my rich voice. And people think that I'm doing like a gay voice when I do that voice.
What?
Guys, we're just doing this. Like it's a weird thing. I'm going to cut this down and start
that's
over.
Like, oh, I was going to say, that's like weakling white guy.
Oh, no, to me that's just rich.
Oh, to me that's like the weakling white guy who's trying to avoid conflict and then gets punched in the face.
No. To me it's like, hey guys, we won! No, it's like, I'm so rich, you can't hurt me.
No, you have to do like the teeth thing, like
No, that's hoity-toity. I'm not hoity-toity.
I'm sorry.
I'm not going for hoity-toity. I'm just going for like so happy to be alive and money's never an issue. Like, I have a jet, yay! Like,
I didn't know that was the difference.
To me, there is a huge difference. I've earned my jet money.
I feel like the voice you're doing, that's the rich voice, is just, you don't have
happy
to
be alive.
You don't have to have money to be happy to be alive.
Maybe. I've been talking more and more like that. Maybe that's just my voice now.
Speaking of someone happy to be alive.
RuPaul's Drag Race All-Stars. I think this is episode 5 that we're going to talk about. Yeah, I'm pretty sure it's episode 5. RuPaul's Drag Race All-Stars is not RuPaul's Drag Race, I'm slowly finding out. RuPaul's Drag Race is about to start their fifth season in January. This is the first edition of All-Stars. Think about it as Real World versus Road Rules Challenge. All of these contestants you've seen before, you've fallen in love, and now they are back. None of these people have won first place. A lot of them have won Miss Congeniality. And now we're stuck with our final four. Our final four, this episode, had to become superheroes. It started with a game of horse, but rather than play horse, they played a game of fish. It's the exact same idea, but instead they spelled fish. We have four contestants left. Do you know our contestants?
Jujubee, Raven,
yes.
Chanel, and Chad Michaels.
Chad Michaels.
As they are called, is...
You know the team names? Because I don't.
Chad Michaels.
Yeah.
And...
Rojovee? Rovian?
I can't even think of how that works.
Yeah, exactly. So anyways,
Juwen?
There are now teams. This season is all about teams, which I'm not a fan of. I've just explained my disgust about this before. Anyways.
Although, well, you know what? I actually thought it was just going to go for like maybe an episode or two.
Yeah.
And then we're going to make them like fight for it Hunger Games style.
Yeah, that'd be cool.
But now, well, now they are.
Now they are. So this final team episode was a superhero challenge.
Yes.
The queens had to base their two looks on potential superheroes. The winner of this was Chad Michaels. And who's Chad Michaels?
Chanel.
And Chanel, I apologize. Chad Michaels and Chanel won this challenge. They had a essentially a day costume and a night costume for some odd reason.
Well, no. It was who they are.
Yeah.
And then their alter ego, which is the superhero. Yeah, but
if you were coming off the street and you didn't know, you wouldn't be able to tell which was which, yeah, except for Chad Michaels.
None of them actually went with... They were all... Well, they all had to do a very super glam, normal one.
Yeah.
Which I was hoping... I was kind of hoping they would have, like, really, like, cutesy, dowdy, like, with... Like
office
nerdy.
Workers, maybe? Yes! Yes! I thought that's what they were going to do. No! But there was
all,
not...
Yeah, they're all fucking supermodels and work for, like,
Yeah, it was like, I'm
Avon.
An ad executive, blah, 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 blah. No,
who wears gowns to work?
In a scale of 1 to 10 from, like, normal office worker to superhero, it was like a 8 to a 10 every single time. There wasn't that much of a difference.
Exactly, yeah, yeah.
So they had to, in addition to just dressing the part, they had to write their own origin stories, which I actually think is an interesting challenge because, in a way, when we are going on stage, even when I say we, I mean us, as talk show hosts, we are kind of wearing a costume. We decide this is our persona for the evening.
Yeah.
Now, these queens already have established a completely brand new persona in their, like, their day-to-day lives.
Yes.
So this challenge to me was actually, that had a lot of potential to do great things. I don't think it did great things.
They could have, but these fucking queens cannot write shit.
No, they couldn't. Do you remember any of the stories?
No, I do because they're that terrible. Okay, the most convoluted one was the one that won.
Yes, it was about the sun? Was that it?
No, that's not the one that won. That was the other one. The one that won is she fucking was a vaginal...
Vaginal rejuvenation.
The good lady, was she was a fucking vaginal retightener.
Yeah.
And then the other one was lactating.
Yeah, for no reason.
For evil.
I don't know
which
why.
Which kind of even, how does that even work?
I don't know. How is that a bad thing? You're feeding the youth of America. How is that a bad thing?
Well, I just, how is that going to, you know, impede a vaginal tightener?
And the other one had to do some, had essentially dealt with the dark side of the moon.
No, they all were from a planet
a different
by
planet.
The sun.
Yes, that's it. So already,
something about melanin.
Yeah.
One was really tan and the other was really pale. She was bitter.
We can already say that this is pretty dumb. This is a really dumb challenge.
Although I kind of liked that whole thing. It was like, she's from the sun and she's beautiful and all brown. And then the other one's all pale and like bitter and sad.
Okay, so this is
that
Raven
one
and Jujubee.
Yes, and I thought that was a really great story. You know, the other one, the vaginal tightener and
that's
lactating.
That's so bad.
I
don't want that one. Now, this episode had really good judges. I want to point out we had our typical judge, we had our standard judges, but in addition to them, we had the female lead from Reno 911 and Elvira.
Yes, oh God, Elvira.
Someone that's completely versed in characters and someone completely versed in comedy. Like, they know what they're talking about.
Yes.
And I think that actually that the woman from Reno 911 / Bridesmaids comments are what gave the competition to Chad Michaels.
Yeah.
I don't think that's right.
Although I will say this. The costumes they had were very superhero.
They were. The second very costume, the unveiling, those were all very good. All except the galactating one was good. But if you go with...
She looked like Catwoman.
If you go with the origin story...
Like a second-rank Catwoman.
If you go with the origin story, it kind of makes sense. We just don't like the origin story.
Exactly. But their costumes were badass.
They were.
I did dig Raven's evil costume.
I wanted to talk about this. Raven's evil costume just seemed to be a regular Sharon Needles outfit. Sharon Needles, my favorite of all four seasons, and the winner of season 4, and now a late-night horror movie host on
Logo.
And
by the way, I think you doubted that she was going to win.
Oh, I totally doubted she was going to win. It's like when you, looking back in history in terms of rock and roll, like there's no reason Nirvana ever should have even been signed, let alone the biggest band in the world for 18 months.
But it can happen!
That's kind of how it's like, there's no way they're going to let her win, and I'm so glad that they did.
But she won!
And I think it's actually influencing this challenge. They didn't mention her name once, by the way.
No, but Raven is very much like that. She does these characters. She does this very...
Raven, to
like,
me,
I always
is
love
not
Raven.
Gothy.
Yeah, but that what does that matter?
Except for this most recent look.
Yeah, and she can do that.
Which is Sharon Needles. And no one mentioned Sharon
Needles.
No,
you know
Sharon
actually
Needles.
Who she looks like is Fantastic Four's villain.
I don't know.
Which is Dr.
Octagon?
No, it's not Dr. Octagon. That's a rap guy.
Yeah. Dr. Doom?
Dr. Doom. It's very Dr. Doom with that like very chiseled cheek look she
had. Okay, I'll give you that.
Which was a mask.
But so could we agree that our favorite was Raven?
Yes. Oh, I loved her thing.
Now
her thing was awesome.
We're getting to the point where it's really hard to not like everyone on the show, which is a fun time. you don't want to really see anybody lose, but whoever wins, they kind of deserve it.
I don't want Chanel to win.
No one does. But moving on. But Chad, you want to want Chad to win.
I do a little bit, but...
And here's why I bring that up.
Because he's really cute.
Well, they're all really cute. You just like Raven because he looks like our friend Matt LaPorte. Anyways.
Mm-mm. That's Chad Michaels.
No, Raven looks
more like... Are you kidding me, Chad Michaels?
Way too inside. Way too inside.
Yeah,
he doesn't listen to the show, I bet.
We can't even post pictures.
No, we can't. It's very illegal. So, this was the first episode of this season, of this incarnation, where no one went home.
Exactly.
No one went home.
Yeah.
We lip-synced for our life to my favorite song of the season thus far, Robin.
Mm-hmm.
Is it Dancing With Myself or Dancing By Myself?
I think it's Dancing By Myself.
It was used in Girls.
Woo! I cried!
For those of you that don't know, how could you not know that song if you listen to this podcast? But anyways, it's Robin, Fantastic Robin, second career of a dance artist. She's brilliant. She's fantastic. And
also, if you look up the song...
James Fritz actually played it on this podcast.
He did. You know what the best way to watch it is? Saturday Night Live's... Taron Killian? Is that his last name?
Taron Killian.
He's fucking wearing a fur jacket. God knows where he got it. I'm assuming it's his.
Yes.
And he's lip syncing, right?
Yeah. Why not?
It's amazing. It's so good.
Yeah.
Because that's what happens at 4 a.m. when you're crazy.
This is a beautiful song. It is
gorgeous.
It is regardless of where you hear it, it's a gorgeous song. And usually they lip sync to 80s and 90s club hits. Sometimes RuPaul hits.
You know what? They kind of do it to the theme of who is... if it's on a musical artist,
exactly.
They will get that
And this,
song.
This, for some reason, they got hip. They used Robin.
But it was so...
The Queens, Jujubee.
It made so much sense.
Oh, totally. Jujubee and Raven essentially gave up. They refused to lip sync for their lives against each other.
Nuh-uh, they were totally rocking it.
Nope, they were crying. They danced together for the majority of the song.
Yes, but do you
they
know
held
what
hands.
The song is about?
I do know what the song is about. Now, they could have done that solo. They could have actually gone for it and gone for the win. Instead, chose solidarity and teamwork, which sounds contradictory.
Yes, but also, they were rocking it because that song is so emotional.
It's very emotional. Now.
And the way they were doing it, because I honestly don't think... that just because you have to do outlandish dance moves and all that makes it a better lip sync.
They honored the song.
They did
fair?
It.
They honored
they
the
did
song
it very well.
Michelle Visage.
Visage.
What did I say? Massage. Michelle Visage. Michelle Visage. It's very hard to say.
Visage.
Essentially, RuPaul's right hand man.
Yeah.
She was the co-host on her radio show.
Mm-hmm.
She was in tears during this lip sync.
Yeah, so
for
was I. So was probably everybody.
RuPaul was almost tearing up, and I was so hoping RuPaul would send both of them home because they didn't actually step up. I was completely wrong. I've been wrong in every single turn for this entire season.
Are you kidding me, though? The way they did it, I think
you
they
think
totally
you
did.
Enjoy the over-emotional, I'm going to go for it.
But they were so,
it was good.
Oh,
no, it was brilliant, but there are no winners in this. In this lip sync, there were no winners. Why reward both queens? Because that's what the people wanted?
But it was so emotional.
Do you
fucking Jujubee was hyperventilating.
She
couldn't
cried. She couldn't breathe. Now, Chad Michaels and Chanel, do you think that they do the same thing if they're lip syncing for their life? Do you think that they just don't give it their all? Do you think that they have that sort of teamwork?
What's crazy is they also...
They cheered.
Our best friends.
They cheered when this team was not eliminated, too.
Well, yeah, but Chanel and Chad Michaels also have that...
The connection, that bond.
Connection.
They've been friends for 20 years.
Exactly.
I think it was...
One of them was, crying about the other one's mom
I think that
died.
Was this episode, yes. They're they were estranged for about 5 years.
Yeah.
Yeah. So...
Some drama.
You're happy with the way this episode ended.
Yeah, I love... Are you kidding me? I was, I was biting my nails.
Oh, no!
Where they're, whatever. And you're both there. Oh my god, oh my god!
No, I'm so disappointed that they are both there.
I was wiping tears and I'm so happy.
Now, I am happy that the show will have more episodes now. Because no one went home, we will probably have 3 more episodes.
Yeah.
Unless they do a double elimination this episode. Now,
maybe.
What's cool about this is they are no longer teammates. We finally have the individual challenges.
No, wait, I think it's the end.
You think that one more episode and that's it?
They have, what's her face?
That doesn't mean anything.
They brought a big judge. Oh, fuck.
Oh, I didn't see the previews for the next one.
In size and in stature. She's from The Gossip.
Not Debbie. Shh, I know who you're talking about. Ditto.
Yes, they got Beth Ditto.
Ditto is the next host. Okay, so you know it's a gossip song. So you know it's a young song. No, let's be honest. Yeah, Lip Sync for Your Life is a young song. I go Jujubee number one if she's the Lip Sync for Her Life. Chad and Chanel are a little bit older. There's nothing wrong with that. But I think Jujubee, that's right in her wheelhouse. If it comes down to a Lip Sync for Your Life, Jujubee will win that Lip Sync.
Yeah, but, you know, I love Jujubee, but she always does the same thing over and over again.
That's not fair. None of them have done the same thing over and over again. That's unfair. They're all stars for a reason.
But Jujubee is just like the superhero costume that she had. It's just her looking cute with a wig.
She wore a skin-tight white outfit with red hair.
I feel like she's done that before.
She's done that before?
She's done some sort of version of it.
No, you're...
That's quintessential
Jujubee. You're underestimating Jujubee.
I am, and I love her. I just felt like that was so plain compared to Raven and her fucking, like, she had
Raven was great.
Where did she even get a plastic face? That means she had one in her luggage.
That's true. I was going to use a sports reference.
She's carrying that shit, like this weird half cheek
mask. Just like clear mask.
She had that in her
luggage.
Yeah,
that's weird now that I'm thinking about that. Anyways, moving on. Who do you think will win?
I would love for Raven to win.
Who do you think will win?
I feel like Chad Michaels will win.
I think Chad Michaels is going to win. Now,
first or second?
There was no first or second year. It was the top three.
I know, but they didn't say...
No, they did not say who actually won.
Which, did you hear about... I know, this is a little off topic, but did you hear about how that worked?
How what worked?
They filmed three endings. So people
are talking about season four finale episode. They filmed three endings with all three queens winning, and it was down to the popular vote. And that's how Sharon Needles won.
But it cracks me up that, like, they had to pretend.
Well, they didn't actually know who actually won until the night of.
I know, and they had to pretend for each thing.
They did.
Thing. But I
talked to Sharon Needles about this. They all three queens watched it together in New York.
So what did Sharon think when they had to say her name? Because Sharon didn't really cry.
Well,
or...
none of them. Well, yeah, because
she
this
was
is pre-filmed.
Like... Exactly.
And the night of, the previous winner crowned her. In the club itself, and then they had a performance.
Okay.
And then there was actually tears.
Oh.
But that was the live version, which
is no one saw.
Now, I want to say that Chad Michaels will win. I've been wrong every single week of this entire series.
I want Raven.
Jujubee. Out of the four that are left, Jujubee is my favorite.
I know, Jujubee is awesome.
I think that means Jujubee will be gone next.
Mm-hmm.
But I think Chad Michaels is safe money. Keep in mind, I've been wrong every single week. Every single week.
The safe bet, I feel, is Chad Michaels. The one I really want to win is Raven. She puts so much into it.
They all put so much into it.
No, but I feel like sometimes
now,
they just
if we do popular vote again, because we both agree that Chanel has no chance in hell.
No.
Okay.
I hate Chanel.
I don't hate Chanel. She's just not my cup of tea.
I don't like her.
I don't know. I'm indifferent.
She's too pushy.
Pretty much. So you're rooting for Raven. I'm rooting for Jujubee, and we both think Chad Michaels is going to win.
Yeah.
That's fair.
Also, what do you think about all these because they haven't done this before, these pre-lip-synced lady bits?
Yeah, I don't get this.
Which they did with the superhero. They had an original song.
Yeah, I don't know what they're trying... Maybe they're trying to release a compilation for the season.
I guess, but I think these are just studio singers.
Yeah, they are, but that's still some money to be made. I don't get it. I really don't know why they're doing this way, but maybe they're saving all their good stuff for the regular season.
I guess.
That's my guess. But either way, it's still a fun show to watch.
Yeah. It is. It totally is. Now, I would like another off-topic.
Feel free.
Have you seen... any of the people from the new Drag Race?
No, have you? Have you seen previews?
Are you kidding me?
Are there any...
Do you not like them on Facebook?
I don't have... Do you have... You don't have a logo. I don't have a logo. Are you watching previews for this?
Yeah, you just search them on the internet.
No, I'm good.
They're also giving... They're giving little tidbits on their... if you like logo...
Yeah.
If you like Drag Race. If you like Drag Race. They will... They're doing, like, trading cards.
Interesting. I like this idea.
Girls.
Interactive.
Although they look...
Every season, you're like, this isn't going to be as good as last season. Every single season,
no,
and
because
it's
sometimes
always
you go,
better.
What?
Nope, you're wrong. Every single season in the intro, you're like, I'm never going to like any of these queens as much as I like this person. They know what they're doing.
Yeah,
this show. They know what they're doing.
There's a couple fishy girls.
Any from Chicago?
I think so. And I always wish I knew them, but I'm not really into the
you
drag
need to hang
culture.
Out at Spin with the Putterballs, and
I
know all of them. So
don't we know someone who knows Raven?
Yeah, no, we know somebody that knows. No, not Raven. Shit. She was eliminated first, and she's awesome. This is pointless now.
This looks
I apologize
real bad.
To the listener.
This looks real bad.
At home.
Thinking time with Brandon.
Oh, God. Robin Perdicchia is a very good friend. Oh, this is bothering me. Anyways, moving on.
We'll figure it out.
It's a decent season. I'm glad we're doing this. It's not as good as the regular Drag Race.
No, and you would think it'd be
It's a nice holdover. You know what
it
I mean?
It is, but you would think it would be crazy because they would all be like, no, oh, I want the crown!
I think it's because they're too friendly and they realize that this title actually means nothing.
Yeah, but they get so much goddamn money.
They do get a lot of money, but they're going to get so much more in performance fees
And also,
now.
You may not know this, but MAC Cosmetics...
Yeah?
They get it for life.
Yeah, I know.
That shit is...
Yeah, but you don't think that these
Although
queens
then
could
I also
work
heard...
out a sponsorship with another company?
Yeah, but then I also heard that MAC Cosmetics is also... they do this stuff for, like, Ulta and all this. Probably,
yeah.
like, rumors. But they're all in the same factory.
Yeah.
And it's like, whatever day it is, let's just throw
whatever.
Yeah.
I'm sure.
So just go to Ulta.
That's a good listener tidbit, everybody.
Just go get the general Ulta brand.
So
Ulta, for all your cosmetic needs.
It's a good show. You're rooting for Raven. I'm rooting for Jujubee. We both think Chad's going to win. That's fair.
And this show in its entirety has made me think, why isn't there any... We have karaoke.
We
got fucking movie-oke.
Yeah.
Why is there no lip-syncing and just doing a show? Only the drag queens get to lip-sync. Are you kidding me? I have spent a good 10 years of my life lip-syncing in front of a mirror.
It's not about the actual lip-sync. It's about everything. It's about the presentation.
I know, but that's what I mean. Like, you should be... Remember on MTV, they used to have a lip-sync show?
No, but...
They did, I watched it,
actually,
and I wish I could have been on it, because I would have killed it.
That's not the worst. That might be the best thing we've learned from this episode. Why isn't there a lip-sync show?
Only because there's not that many songs to lip-sync to properly, you know what I mean? With a very showy thing,
yeah,
because if you don't have the showy...
All of Broadway!
I know, but people don't want that much Broadway.
Ah, whatever. Is there a Broadway channel? How is there not a Broadway channel?
There's an opera
that's
dance
same.
Channel.
So yeah, that's a good idea.
I think
idea.
It's PBS.
Hey, hey, studios. Lip sync show and a Broadway channel. There's a market. That's a good fringe cable network right there. You could host.
Oh yeah.
There you go. All right. So
you want to say
RuPaul's final catchphrase of the evening and we can close the episode. The love bit.
If you now I'm on the spot.
Seriously?
Can I say the other one?
Yeah, say the other one.
Can I say
anything you want?
Oh, now I feel very on the spot. Wait, okay. Hold on. Can I do the lip sync one?
Yes.
Cuz I like that one
yes.
the best. Cuz you have to lip sync for your life.